USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has announced he will take action if Russia is involved in the latest ransomware attacks against thousands of small businesses in America. Dan Araki has more.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group R-Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday the gradual easing of pandemic restrictions at the Canada-U.S. border. Canada's restrictions barring non-essential travel with the U.S. will remain in place till at least July 21st. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tropical storm Elsa has made its way up the Florida Straits Tuesday morning and is bearing down on the Florida Keys after killing at least three people in the Caribbean. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're preparing for the risk of isolated tornadoes, storm surge, heavy rainfall, and flash flooding. I'm encouraging Floridians to begin their preparation efforts. This includes having a stock disaster supply kit with at least 7 days of supplies and developing a disaster plan ahead of the storm.
Elsa's maximum sustained winds hit about 60 miles an hour late Monday and was headed north-northwest at 12 miles an hour. First detected in Peru, scientists are concerned that a new COVID-19 variant may be resistant to COVID-19 vaccines. The Lambda variant, also known as C37, was discovered in August last year, but has only been recognized as a potential global threat in recent weeks, with the World Health Organization declaring it a variant of interest on June 17th. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As violent crime in America continues to grow, the Biden administration is attempting to ignore history and blame others for the violence. Journalist Joe Concha from The Hill on Fox News says the leadership failure of Democrat mayors is to blame.
The White House excuse, which is led by chief gaslighter Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, says that because of President Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, that's why you're seeing local cops kept off the beat, which isn't how it works. Because, look, not once President Biden's three biggest speeches, and I went back and read them, as far as what he was focused on, he never mentions police or crime even once. Democratic National Convention, August 2020, 22 million people watched. He didn't say police or crime even once. His inauguration speech, watched by 40 million people, he didn't say police or crime even once. His first address to the joint session of Congress, that's like the State of the Union, 27 million people watched. He does say the word police once, but it has nothing to do with putting cops back on the street. He talks about systemic racism and enacting police reform in the name of George Floyd, and that was the extent of it. So look, how bad are things right now? In New York, murders up nearly 50%. In Atlanta, murders up nearly 60%. Chicago recorded more than 1,900 shootings this year alone. That's a 53% increase over the pre-pandemic 2019. Portland, murders are up 800%. I can go on and on, but the common thread here, these are cities all run by Democratic mayors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.